Hi, everybody. Well, today is our December 25th VBS radio show, so let's clear the date here. And this is the Healing Highway program, and we can maybe talk about the call that we had earlier today, body organ restoration. And so here we go. Clearing the date for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, and let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger, bringing peace to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And you have a situation going on. We'll clear that one timeline that you're thinking about. So here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann today. So it's all yours, Ann.
Hi, Ron. Yes, hello, and welcome, everyone. In case we have some new listeners, this is the Ron Ametron Healing Show, or the Creation Lightship Show, I should say, with Ron Ametron. Ron will explain a bit about who he is and what he does today. He has a website, creationlightship.com. You can send us questions or comments by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the fast chat, which will come right into the email box as well. A quick reminder, though, sometimes we get questions from people that can't be answered on the show, but they don't perhaps realize that when you send a message through the fast chat, we don't know who you are. We don't have your email address. So if you need something answered, you need to either type in your email address or just send us an email with your question. So if you don't hear anything that back, that could be why. And today, we just now completed the wonderful organ restoration call that started. It was a three-hour-long call. It was truly wonderful and powerful. And Ron would, of course, love to hear people's feedback, which I think I always say will be coming over the next days and weeks, because you sometimes don't really know what happened because the healings are so powerful, yet you don't necessarily feel things strongly in a typical, more new age kind of healing technique way that some people are used to. So I thought it was a fantastic call, Ron, and I know everyone thanks you, as do I. Was clearing today's date heavy, Ron, because it's a big holiday today, and I was curious how we all felt when you did that clearing. Ron? Are you there?
Hey, I got my mute button on. Yeah, so the date today did not feel heavy to me, but it was heavy in the past. Remember, the past day of this date is quarter to today. So, yeah, I did feel heavy maybe 3-4 years ago. So back to you.
And that's interesting. Well, then I guess that's good on all of us who are listening that we've cleared away a lot of the densities. So I'll read a couple of testimonials that have come in already. Ron, I am feeling the energies in my body and the healing going on, and it is great. Thank you. And somebody else wrote in, the healing energies today and the format was tremendous for me. I felt the energies coming into me and feel great as each healing takes place, feeling absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Ron, for this special day.
Great.
That's very nice, and I agree it made it quite a special day to be able to have that healing. And someone else just sent in, I really didn't feel anything other than one time, a strong heart palpitation. I have those on and off. I also couldn't wait to snack. So at the end, with about 20 minutes left, I ate a brownie. About 10 minutes later, I got dizzy from the top of my head. Don't know if it was related to the chocolate, but I haven't felt dizzy from that spot in my head before. was different and caught me a little by surprise.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, well, with these very, you know, strong things going on, and your body is changing, actually, so that's not surprising that you might, you know, we talk about that. People sometimes feel dizzy when Ron does certain clearings. People yawn. People have burped, burping situations. So I think that's, you know, nothing really to worry about. And on another subject, so we'd love to hear from some more people if you're not, you know, maybe everyone fell asleep, Ron. So, but we have another testimonial where someone wrote in about the testimonial from yesterday's intensive when we had a seven-hour healing call, which was also wonderful, and they're talking about the mind disconnection that you did yesterday. Would you like me to read that one as well, Ron?
Yeah, great.
Okay. My sleep was just about the same as you described your experience. Was so peaceful, but finally went to sleep about 1 p.m. until 7. When I got up, my bed looked like I had not slept in it. Perfect sleep with no aches and pains. So calm, no mind energies. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. So yesterday, Ron disconnected our mind energy from our physical body so we could have deeper peace, be more calm and relaxed. You equated it, Ron, with it being the equivalent to doing the mind-to-heart drop every 5 minutes all day. And I would second what that person said. I also had an extremely peaceful sleep and woke up at, you know, quite early at 4 in the morning and just got up and stayed up. And I've been feeling fine. I haven't felt like I needed a nap or anything. So Ron's point, if I could just, I don't know, Ron, do you want to explain a little more about that to share with people so they could be aware of what is available to them to do?
Well, you can go on. You're on the roll, so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ron gave us a good start on the call yesterday because he energetically took away the mind energy, which is basically mind control and alien programs. And then we can, everyone, support that or accomplish that by running two healings, the mental body whole life and the cellular mental clearing whole life. So I ran both of those by putting alien mind control and mind control and alien program removal, and did that clearing. And Ron suggests that we keep that up every day for a while till we're really experiencing this lack of thinking, so that we're really in the moment and peaceful and on the new earth. And if today is probably not a good example because it was such a special and unusual day because we had the healing, but I can tell you I felt great. So we'll have to see how it goes. You did say too, Ron, that might take a week or so to get used to the needing less sleep, which is the outcome of having this level of peace.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and the mind is what needs to have rest. Your body needs rest too, but not as much as the mind programs, because they're always running and your body's trying to figure out what program to do and use, and it just gets to be a big problem. So that's sort of the way you can look at it. So you get rid of the alien stuff, get rid of the mind that's attached to your body, and you don't have programs running in the background that you know nothing about, which is keeping you tired. So your body goes to sleep because these programs, you know, are still running. You get rid of the programs, and now you're looking at the body only. And the body may not require that much sleep. You might need half the sleep that it had. So that's a very good thing. Well, that's what we mentioned to do. You want to get the mind clearing, which you should already have, you know, the mental body, and then you get the unlimited version because you want to stay on that daily. And then you also want to have the other clearing that Ann mentioned. I can't think of the name of it right now. But the cellular mental clearing. So the cellular mental is the programs when you wake up and you go, wow, what's happening to me? I should be asleep at 3 in the morning and I'm wide awake, like within 5 seconds, opening my eyes up. And my body needs rest because it's had it for my whole life. What am I doing up now? Well, the body just said, well, it's time to get up. We want to do something. So then you might try to fight that because you don't realize that the body doesn't need any more rest. So anyway, that's it. So you're in peace energy, and you're no longer working, having the alien mind control attached to you. And the clearings on the website that deal with mind energies will still more than likely be useful to you. So don't think because, you know, this has happened to you that you got to get rid of all the other clearings or not purchase them. They may still be needed. So back to you.
Yes, and someone just sent in a reminder. You also said yesterday that if you go through a week or so and notice work on with the mental body and the cellular mental, and you're not feeling a huge shift, that the barcode, mind barcode, might be helpful. And this person said, as well as the mind matrix bundle would also help to keep off out of the mind and no wonder do not need to sleep as much as the typical person. So, yeah. Oh, you don't need to. I guess they mean, Ron, you don't need to sleep as much as a typical person. That could be true. Well, we'll see.
Last night, I don't know what time I went to bed, but I didn't get to sleep till about 6 in the morning. And so from there, I slept until probably about 9:15, and then I sort of started getting my energy back a little bit in my body. Normally it'd be instant, but I was doing lots of things last night. And in fact, from the last probably, month of stuff doing things. So I was kind of winding down. And from there, I got on the call about 5:12. So I hit the ground running instantly. So typically I'd say if you're probably going to experience, maybe 5 hours of sleep a night. Maybe you might doze off even during the daytime for 15 minutes, which may not be unusual, but, you know, your life will change with your sleep patterns once you get rid of the alien mind control programs running in the background, making your body tired, we'll say, or maybe exhausted or just on alert because it's probably seeing all these programs. And those programs now are going to put you onto timelines, and so your body's jumping all over the place because these programs are controlling your body. You get rid of that, and all of a sudden your body now may need less sleep, you know. Or you might go to sleep at night. Maybe you're used to going to sleep at, say, 10 o'clock. And so you go to sleep at 10. Maybe you might sleep for an hour or two, wake up. Do something for a couple hours and go back to sleep again, you know, the patterns will change. So anyway, everybody will be a little bit different, but it's great. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Yes, it'll be interesting, and we'll keep talking about this as time, you know, goes forward. We'll keep bringing it up on the calls, and we'd love to hear from people how they're doing and if their sleep patterns change and how their lives change once they're really much more at peace. So I have another testimonial about today. Great call today. Yes, it was special. So wonderful to be truly home for the holiday. and have true source healing to go with it. Much thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Okay, and another one. Hi, Ron. The organ restoration healing was incredible. The most tangible at this moment is relief from some pain I was suffering in my back and also my upper abdomen. My entire body is extremely relaxed now. During the healing with my nose, I was amazed to see rings of energy coming in waves around the left side of my nose and into my left eye and inner forehead. I also saw some dark energy in the form of a reptilian-looking being hanging out in that area. I also had seen this dark energy during the brain healing, as well as some deep work around the left nostril. I'm hoping it is gone now. I feel like the healing is continuing, and I also have some recuperation going on, especially in my head. I can't thank you enough for the miraculous healing work that you provide. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so what you have from the call, from the New Earth, which is where I had to go to, I'm no longer connected to the old Earth. So I did the transition from the old to the new. It's sort of like the biblical scriptures of Jesus dying in the tomb, or being in the tomb in darkness for 3 days, and then from there having the light body integrated with him, and then this day here would be the day of rest. So that's what I went through. So now I'm in, and then I had to create a new earth, which is what I did, pulling all the 12 source energies together, running through me to create the new earth that I'm on. Now this is where I'm going to be residing. So this earth is what you would call the energy, we'll say, of, you hear this off and on, the peace that passes, what's the other word there? I'm in the moment too much right now. All understanding, I think. And so during the call here, as you were on it, I was directing this peace energy to everyone. And the energy is so strong as we were bringing up each individual, organs, locations during the call. It was bringing in peace energy, which does not know anything of darkness. And it was like washing away the energies from you to bring you peace. And the peace will allow you to have maybe the healing that you're looking for. So that's kind of how it worked. And this is where I'll be working, for now on, from this energy of pure peace energy. So I'm able to view the old earth where a lot of people are living and helping them that way. And as you start having more peace energy in you, which you could call source energy or whatever, but just keeping it very, very simple here. As you have that, then you resonate to the brand new earth that's created. And this is, in the Bible they talk about Jesus bringing forth a new place, to live in paradise or something like that. You probably know the scriptures better than I do, the listening audience here, but all that I basically have known and dealt with on all the conference calls on BBS and stuff, that for me right now is completely gone. So I am a new light being with that energy of source energy of peace that passes all understanding. So that's where I'm holding the energy frequency for everybody. And you can join if you wish by cleaning out your bodies, which you have to do anyway. For the ascension process. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I'm so glad that you were sharing that with us. And if I may just ask a couple of questions for practicality's sake. I had been saying, or, you know, being heart-centered first, be do the mind to heart drop, but then I would say I command to be on the CLS, New Earth. And I always said that because of my personal experience where I had dealings with someone doing dark arts, and they were creating a New Earth. And I wanted to, and they used to say, you want to go there and get grounded to that. So I wanted to be sure my body and spirit stayed with source energy, and I would say CLS, New Earth. Maybe I don't need to say that anymore. Am I just more automatically, through the light beings and the healings that I'm doing on the computer, connected to you, I guess, you and this new Earth that you created?
Yeah, yes, it's you're correct, sir, yeah.
So everything it's more automatic website, almost. So.
It's automatic, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. I had that sense of it. Okay. So because you've, in a way, I feel like as you're saying, you're almost, I don't want to say separated from us, but kind of. I feel you've become also a more powerful light being. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I am ascended, and I'm working here with you people.
Well, thank you for staying. We're happy to have you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So that's it's sort of hard to describe the energy, but you'll start feeling it as you do the clearings. It will be, I can't really use the word stronger and quicker, but that's sort of what it would be, okay, as you start doing clearings. Because the energy is so powerful that it'll start to release things from you. Remember, you have to show up to have this done, and you need to, do the same process of indicating where your problems are, because source energy will not judge you, and it will not cause any harm to you. And so it's not going to fix you just because you think it's energy that can do everything. You need to show up, and you need to work on yourself, and the energy will come to you, do the clearings, and assist you. So back to you.
Okay, and this morning when I was looking over my healings, and I'm not sure now if you mentioned this yesterday, but maybe you did. I thought of the creativity clearing being helpful, and also the IQ clearing to just continue to power up or build on this new non-mental peace that we can attain. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, those two clearings are very, very good, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. And, not to switch gears too much, but someone did mention, and I think they're correct, that some of us, if not all of us, are probably still being worked on by the light beings on the light ship now. Is that right, Ron?
I would say yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and in addition, are there other healings we should do to follow up on today, after today?
I don't know. Remember, I'm not the same light being that I was a week ago.
Okay.
And so a week ago, I had all the information on the website, and I knew different types of healings and clearings for people. At this moment, I don't recall much of anything. As you talk about it, I can connect to it and look at it, but as far as giving personal information on what someone might need at this moment right now, I don't have that. It's in a whole different, I don't know what the word to use. It's in a different reality to me, a
mm-hmm.
different dimension. And I can see it, but I don't really relate to it because I'm just running complete source energy as I do my clearings and healings, which will connect to the website. So I'm directing source energy to you on your clearings. As far as knowing what clearing to do, or, you know, I know about the emotional and the mental, but, you know, there's other clearings, lots of them, in fact, that I don't have a clue to, because I'm not living in that reality any longer. I'm not in duality whatsoever.
Right.
So I was living in duality to help everybody back then, and bringing forth energies in duality, but I don't live there now.
Okay. Well, maybe that's great, and maybe the fact is our bodies are going to be worked on by the light beings, have new energy, deeper connection to source in a physical sense, and they'll do their thing. And I trust that our bodies are smart and do know how to heal. And then if there's something we need to do to support for follow-up, it'll come to us. Or you. You might say, all you people need a skin clearing or something. But I think if there was something like that, you would know. You know, you, Ron, would know and share it with us. So I'm feeling like we can just trust in the process and the experience that we had today. And thank you again.
Yeah, and you need to trust in perfection. You need to know that you are perfect, and that as you do the clearings are working for you 100%. And if the one clearing that you're working on doesn't seem to give you the relief that you need, then it could be, like we've said in the past, you know, a different energetic body or something. So that's the way it is. Remember, it's very complex, as you probably have seen in the past, on how the aliens have, and these unwanted universal travelers have wanted to hold you captive for so long. So back to you.
And I just remembered that you said this, because you have done this same call. You've done it four or five times, I believe, now, and you've done it approximately every 6 months, so that's wonderful. And you did say in the past that it's very important to know, like you just said, know you're perfect and know that for real, not go back into, oh, my condition is this, and 'cause we don't realize that we have this set of facts, and that's all mind control, and it's not right. Just know that you're in perfect health right now because of the call you were on today.
Yeah, that's good. And we're doing one special call next month, and I believe it's the third Saturday, and that will be the request that people wanted to have as far as your skeleton, bone density, bone marrow call. So that will be at 1 o'clock. I think the date's the 23rd, but I can't guarantee that, but it'll be the third Saturday of the month. So that's our special call for next month.
Wonderful.
Along with the call. It'll be a $20 call.
Good. Oh, great, Ron. Thank you. That's so nice to hear about that, and we'll keep talking about that on this show, all these shows, and keep reminding people. And also, tomorrow, if you were on today's call and it felt great, which I know it did, or if you missed today's call, first of all, don't feel badly if you missed today's call, because Ron will do it again, probably in June, but we'll see. You'll hear about that on these radio shows. But if you, for any reason, want to join Ron tomorrow, he at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, he has another $20 call where he will be removing energetic cords from us. It's another wonderful opportunity to go to the light ship and to request physical healings, in addition to the focus is to remove cords from us. And Ron always charges a few waters, and it's great. Okay, so somebody else. Oh, and I want to remind people also, next a week from today, which is New Year's Day, the first of the day of the new year, Ron has another call that starts at 1 p.m. That one is only $20. There is a link for it right on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, right at the top. So that one's very easy to sign up for. You just click that button. When you pay, you'll get an email back that'll give you the phone number and PIN to call in. It's a really fun call where Ron allows us to experience the energies of each of the 12 upcoming months. And during that, as you feel the energies, you can set intentions, sort of get inspired, oh, this would be a good time to accomplish this, finish that, start this project, whatever it is. You can, a lot of people make a list ahead of time for things that they want to do, kind of like the typical New Year's intentions, but not really, because that's kind of a mass mind, mass, you know, cultural energy thing that you don't want to really get into. This is different. But Ron has done this for, gosh, a long time, eight or nine, 10 years now, and it's really great. So I hope everyone can join us on that call. Do you remember that call, Ron?
Yeah, vaguely.
You've always said you really enjoy doing it, so hopefully you will still enjoy doing it. So, okay, we have some other testimonials. Let's see here. Okay, people are happy that you're going to be doing the bone density clearing and bone marrow. Okay. Oh, someone wrote in about their sleep patterns have changed. From 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., usually, then up for the rest of the night with short naps only during the day. I thought it was a medical problem. Now I know it's a good thing from doing all my clearings. That's great.
Yeah, that's great. You're getting really rid of slowly the mind energies. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, it is.
And remember, get a day planner, because you're going to be in that peace energy, and you may not be connected to time as easily, and you may lose or miss appointments with your friends. So you want to get a day planner and have that with you all the time.
Yes, yes. That is a very good suggestion, Ron. I think people who are really into doing the Creation Lightship healings, their friends already think they're weird enough. So on Saturday night's show, we had a wonderful show, and somebody actually wrote in, cool show. So thank you for that. And I think I agree. It was a cool show. It was really fun. And you asked people to write in what was their favorite healing. And let me just see if I can find this email. And there were several emails, actually, that we never even got to that day. And one of them I thought I'd open up because they put down, they really were, did quite a few healings and sent them in. Gosh darn it, I'm having trouble finding it now. My computer's going slow, but they had their list of healings and things that their favorite things. And I'll just share a couple from my memory. They love all the live healings they go on. They really like being a time-traveling soldier. Someone did ask too, Ron. I think that person may have asked, are the time-traveling soldiers back being busy now? Or are we still, because I think you mentioned the week or so ago, things are kind of calmed for a bit, not as active. Or do you have any inkling into what's happening?
I suspect that they're still doing cleanup. So they're still active, yes, I would say that. Doing more cleanup because the energies, source energy is out there. around the planet, they could call that, or around the territory of light, which may be where this planet is, and other locations. I don't want to use the word dimensions or things. It gets to New Age stuff, and they can't really even prove a dimension anyway. They can talk about it. So we'll just say that wherever the energy is of light, there's like billboards up telling the darkness not to encroach any longer. And they either have, you know, they have a choice of encroaching, and at that point they'll be terminated, and or they can turn into light if they wish. Maybe have a little tour of what light is. But, you know, they cannot stay in light if they don't have a spirit in their body. And they can take what they want away from here that they may have planted here by mistake to, like this planet is used as an outpost to, of course, for goods that are stolen. The aliens steal goods from other aliens, and they put them here because we're at the end of the outpost here where it's close to darkness. So they can hop over. It'd be like, like maybe Texas, you know, and then you have Mexico, and so we'll say Texas is of light, and then Mexico will just say it's not, and they can, you know, dig tunnels underneath and grab their stuff and leave, you know. So that's kind of an analogy for you. And they're no longer permitted to be here, and they'll be terminated instantly. Well, the planet should be getting better, and the ones that are here peaceful, that's perfectly fine, even if they don't have a spirit or so on their body. If they're in peace and not causing harm to anything, then they can still stay here. So back to you.
Okay, that's great, Ron.
Well, staying here, I mean the old Earth, okay, energy, not where I exist right now. They can't come into this energy at all. Well, back to you.
So I recall when you first started talking about the new Earth and created the sort of previous, I'll call it new Earth. You said now the old Earth has no spirit energy in it, and the new Earth is really the place to be. You've got to stay in peace and not get into or involved with what's going on. So it seems now from your more distant place as a light being that you're actually going to sort of pay more attention to the old earth, and might you in fact put some spirit energy back into the old Earth to kind of help it? Has that changed?
At this moment, I don't know. But the new Earth that was created, from the old Earth, will be like a stepping stone for you.
Okay. Wonderful. And our energies that we moved there, like to the New Earth transport, have they been transported now over to where you are?
Not yet, no.
Ah, okay. Okay.
They will. Right now, they'll stay there until the person is able to embody those energies.
Okay. Well, it's all great to look forward to. And we all now know the path to get there. So it's just cleaning out our bodies and staying peaceful and keeping doing the clearings. Someone asks, Ron, does this mean that you're not physically here with us anymore and for instance, you won't be doing expos, et cetera?
No, I'll still be here physically. I'll be using my hologram like I have in the past to come here, just like I'm doing right now. So, yes, I'll be
okay.
Still doing expos.
Great. Now, this is an interesting question. If we could go back for a moment to the New Year's call. Do you recommend that we have the psychic billboard clearing? Now, do you remember that clearing, Ron?
Yeah. That might be good because you're... it'd be good to have it each month so you can check out the energies of what you're planning to manifest, because your psychic billboard will not really have it on there. You see, so you have an idea what you want to do. We'll say in, let's just say in March, you have this, you know, you have a bunch of things listed down on a piece of paper. We'll just say 18 of them, hypothetically, of what you may want to do next year. And maybe you line up, you say, okay, the third month here of March, looks like number 10 is, you know, going to have the correct energy patterns for me to do this manifestation. So now you put that down. Well, naturally, since you're going into March, you probably want to have the psychic billboard for a month to bring forth that energy, because where you are before March, you did not have your desire that you're looking for, because it's not in place, because this is what you want to manifest. So from there, you get the psychic billboard, and you put that on there, and then work a whole month on it, because you want to manifest that, and that would help bring that energy in. So each month, you want to get the psychic billboard clearing. So back to you.
Yes, I think that's a very interesting idea, especially for people who, you know, have a lot of things they want to accomplish or new creative projects and everything. That psychic billboard is very thorough, and it's a wonderful support to everything. And someone wrote in a really nice, helpful description of this sort of new energy and eliminating the mind and chaos from us. This new energy will give each of us inspiration and discernment, also the ability to read the names of the clearings and learn to pick the one that fits our needs. We will gain our own wisdom to solve our problems. Thank you very much. That does help, and that's a lovely clarification. One thing that keeps popping into my mind to share, Ron, that you really stressed yesterday is focus. That with the clearing of the mind and doing the cellular mental and the mental body whole life clearing, we're going to have better focus. So whatever we're doing will become easier to us, whether it's something creative or something you have to concentrate on for work. A couple of people mentioned, oh, I work with numbers and what's going to happen, because I can understand that. You might think, oh, no, am I going to be stupid if I clear my mind, or, you know, am I going to forget how to do things at work? But actually the opposite will happen, and you'll have better focus.
Yeah, and to talk about the last email that you had there, it's up to you to want to connect to source energy. Source energy will not connect to you, and it will not do anything for you until you start doing clearings to help clean yourself out. So some people, I think they have the idea, or they've been told from the past that, you know, you just ask for everything to happen and it'll be done unto you as you believe. Well, that sentence is not correct with source energy. The dark side could do that for you. They'll give you whatever you want. It can do energy transfers and everything else, but it's not going to be of the light, and all they can do is a copy and paste. With source energy, you need to work on yourself, be responsible, and understand that the energy will come to you to assist you when you start doing clearings. You could put the light beams up through there. You showed up, and they will transfer the energies, and you could even specify, you know, what you're going through and do one of the sample clearings or the free clearings. Those will work too. But it's up to you to show up, and source energy is not going to make everything go away, because you need to clean yourself out, and you need to specify, you know, where you are and what you're working on, which is what you do when you do the whole lifetime clearings. So, back to you.
You also mentioned yesterday it's important to get the whole life clearings in the unlimited version when you can, because another mistake that people sometimes make with the Creation Light Chip Healings, because of dark side clearings that unfortunately a lot of us had done before we found Creation Lightship, they'll tell you, oh, that's done, you're healed. But unfortunately, the reality of our planet is you can heal something, clear something, and then, you know, the next month or week or whenever, go out and get attacked again and have it put back into you. So the healings have to be ongoing. You don't do it once and it's done.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, you want to stay current with the energies, which is why you get the unlimited. Some you may not need, but other ones you need probably desperately, you know, because you may want to, maybe if you're an emotional person, you want to get the unlimited for that. You know, it just depends where you're living and what you want. And then after you do the whole lifetime clearing of whatever it would be, and, you know, you put your age in of, you know, 20 years to maybe 100, depending how old you are, then at that point, if you want to stay current, then you get the unlimited. If you choose not to stay current, that's okay, too. It's your choice. Sometimes some of those energies are not that that powerful or harmful to you because, you know, you cleared them out already. And maybe it's taken you 50 years to get your issues and you got them cleared. And maybe it could take another 50 to get contaminated to where it was before. But if you start seeing issues coming up, you know, that's haunting you, then you need to get the unlimited. And then after that, if you say, gee, I still feel, you know, this issue with me and I did, you know, the whole lifetime clearing, that's when you go in and you buy the seven generational ones. And you start with 1 through 7. You don't jump ahead and do other ones. You just do 1 through 7 first, which is probably going to be, I'd say, 90% of your stuff. So you get that only if you feel situations going on and you know that it's there and the whole lifetime clearing did not produce the results that you thought you would have, and you still have something running in the background, then you get the seven generational one. So back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of more comments about the healing call today. Somebody wrote in, energetic shifts during the call today. Sleepy and much tingling and movements in my muscles. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
Yes, I would say, too, that it was very strong, and I have experienced a few of these same healing calls, and it was really great. I felt it very strongly today in every organ that you mentioned. And someone wrote in, right before today's call, severe cramping on right palm. Nothing I could do would stop it. After the last part of today's call, my hand is like new. Thank you so much, Ron.
You're welcome.
So that's terrific. Well, we're getting pretty close now to the end of the show, Ron, and so I don't know what I did with that email. I really wanted. Oh, someone's asking, yes, the bone marrow call, it will be $20. It will start at 1, and it'll be the third Saturday in January. And that date, let me just look here to click my calendar over. I guess it'll be the 20th because the third
okay.
Saturday is the 20th of January.
Okay.
And that call will be, do you think 2 hours, Ron? A 2-hour call?
Yeah, I think it'll be a 2-hour call, yes.
Okay. Okay. Another question about you. Since you have become a new light being, do the healings still run through you as before?
No, they run. I direct source energy to you. So they won't be running through me, but I will direct energies to you. Of source energy.
Oh, so there is a bit of a change there. How interesting. Thank
yes,
you, Liz,
uh-huh.
for asking that question. Okay. Okay, another email just came in. Thank you very much, listener. Hi, Ron. Today's conference call was very deep and felt a peace surrounding me the whole 3 hours. I was reminded that I am perfect. With more clearings, I know I will be more in the present because I now need to buy the unlimited for the cellular, mental, and mental body. I will be doing that this week. The Saturday BBS call was to me very enlightening. All the clearings are my favorite, but have great results with the whole life and unlimited entity removal. But for everyone to hear you give more depth to each favorite on at once. So, right, that was really nice how we went through everybody's favorite calls. Thank you. Yes, I would give us also a special cheer to the unlimited entity removal clearing, because it's good to get entities out of the way. Oh, and that's what I wanted to ask you, Ron. I don't know if it's appropriate for this show today, but would you like to get rid of some enslaved aliens?
Or not today. Nope, not yet.
Okay. Oh, another testimonial just came in. Thank you, Ron. I had a shower after today's call. My body is happy. I was able to release a lot of held tension out of my mouth and jaw area. The fascia, connective tissue, is so tight in my body that my top side teeth have been pushing inwards and causing issues. My healing requests on conference call over the weeks and today have been focused on straightening out my top side teeth, particularly the eye tooth. I can notice the change in my teeth, and my eye tooth has straightened considerably. Well, that is very interesting. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, very, very nice.
And I know, you know, you really did more than organs today, Ron. You were very thorough with our bodies. So it was very, very nice and very generous of you. So, one clearing that keeps coming into my mind since we've been talking is the 108 magnetic and twisted bodies. And I was thinking sometime, I actually just did it, I think on Saturday and Sunday I ran it, but I was thinking I'm going to do that again soon because, you know, our bodies have to kind of keep accepting and receiving and integrating all the work that was done. Do you think that would be a helpful clearing to do, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And another thing that I had wanted to do on Saturday night, but we didn't get to it, was to, you so often will do this for us and close down our crown chakras. Would it be possible for you to do that for us today?
Sure, I'll count to five to close it down. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we could do the mind to heart drop if you like, Anne, unless there's another testimonial or email we can.
Oh, but, you know, of course, keep sending them in, folks, because we'll have another show on Wednesday. That'll be also on Station 1, but at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So send those in because Ron really appreciates hearing how everybody feels and felt about the healing. And I know probably a lot of the people are asleep right now and also or they're just sort of knocked out and processing. So when you do process, we would love to hear from you. And again, there's a live call tomorrow at 5:30. And yes, we can say goodbye now, Ron. Thank you very much.
Okay, so do the mind to heart drop, everybody. You need to say out loud, to connect to your spirit, and to wake it up. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this action. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, so thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes who are working. And thank you, listeners. Have a wonderful day today. Bye, everyone.